An earthquake at CBS as longtime honcho Les Moonves departs amid a cloud of sexual misconduct allegations.
If you use Instagram stories, you might be a marketing guinea pig.
Serena Williams unravels during the U.S. Open and creates a media firestorm.
And bites behind the media, including perverse incentives for TV commentators, a candidate for county commissioner's false reporter stalking claim, and other scary things about Halloween.
Woo-hoo.
Because guess what? It might be returning
to
a theater near you.
Very nice.
You're tuned in to Behind the Media. Dan Lothian and Jimmy Young bring 70 years of award-winning broadcast experience to the table. From newsrooms across the country, behind anchor desks, and in the field, they've seen and covered it all. And now they are here to take you behind the media.
By the way, Jimmy, you know, we have a lot of fans out there who've been
I noticed we had some. I've been getting a few.
Shout out to Jim Lumley, who's one of our super fans. He's been listening. He travels all around the world, and he tunes in no matter where he is. So it's always great to have people like Jim Lumley.
Yes,
listening
sir.
To our podcast.
And there were a few others that came across my email, too, and I did not.
You should have written them down.
I should have written them down.
So you can give them the shout-out.
Yes, I do know that there are some groupies, behind-the-media groupies out there, because
yes.
I do run into them on occasion.
Well, we're going to start. I'm going to profile or at least give shout-outs. At
if
least
they
one
want
or two.
To be shouted out.
Well, yes. I mean, we did invite them
yes,
to shout-out. And they did. They did thumbs up and stuff like that.
That's
so
good.
We will mention them when
That's
we
right.
can, when
yeah.
we remember.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Serena Williams unravels during the U.S. Open and creates a media firestorm. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info@LittlePartMedia.com. So the media was all over this story, Jimmy.
I hadn't noticed.
And you are the huge fan of tennis.
I love tennis. I love Serena Williams.
Yes, and you and I used to, we started off on a journey of playing tennis.
Yes, we did.
That lasted about what?
Well, a month.
But then,
you know, after all, I have challenges, as you know, with my body breaking
well,
down
And I have
from
challenges
tennis.
With playing tennis.
That's right. So,
so there, it's even.
Yeah.
Love.
We'd love to get back out there again.
We would love to get back out.
Our schedules.
I even went and got a racket. I have a nice carrier to carry my racket around.
All I can tell you is the last time I did play, I was so upset, I almost threw my racket.
Well, I was so upset the last time I yelled at the line judge. And
you had a line judge?
Well, no, but I yelled at him nonetheless. Actually, it was a hurt.
I yell at myself a lot when I play tennis.
And I said, that was in.
That's right.
I kept screaming that it was in. I said, you're a liar. I said, you're a flat liar. And you looked and said, who are you talking to? And I said, it's the person sitting in that tall chair.
Yeah, now I'm really worried about you, Dan. I'm very worried. I'm
so,
not so worried about this Serena Williams.
So let's fill people in. If you have been living under a rock, you probably didn't know what happened. What happened at the U.S. Open Finals?
U.S. Open Finals.
Women.
I was going to say, for the women, was on a Saturday. It normally is on a Saturday anyway. Sure. Men's on. By the way, can you tell me who won the men's? Great. That's my point. Don't look at her. She can't help you. Okay? Novak Djokovic won.
Yes. That's who it was.
But this incident has overshadowed
everything.
The men's final, everything.
It overshadowed politics.
It did, absolutely.
For a moment.
Yes, it did. For a moment.
It was bigger than a tweet.
That's right. And Lord knows he probably got him back. Anyway.
Yes.
So Serena Williams was taking on Naomi Osaka,
who's never won.
20-year-old.
Right.
20-year-old from Japan.
Haitian-Japanese.
Haitian-Japanese.
Yes. Exactly,
to be accurate. Correct.
To be accurate, yes.
And she took it to Serena in a first set, and it was 6-2. Now, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, I do not think any of the warnings happened before that second set.
I don't think
set.
So. I think that's when she started
and
getting
worked up. And
that's
when the umpire, Carlos Ramos, I think his name is.
Something like that.
Basically made himself part of the story.
Right.
So before I get into the actual details about the three violations that Serena subsequently assessed and lost the game because of it. One of the things that bugs me about sports is when the referee, the official, the umpire has to become part of the story.
Right.
The best games are when you do not notice the officials, the referees, or the umpires.
So you're saying
I do not go to see the guy put up the rules.
Right.
That's right. I just don't. It's not what I want to see. I want to watch the performers. You are there to enforce the rules, but there's an unwritten law in sport, and it's called the nature of the game.
Oh.
And this is when you must step aside, Mr. Official, Umpire, and Referee, and ask yourself in the heat of the moment, do I really want to call this? Is this really impacting the result on the court?
Because you don't want a game to end based on a call.
And it started with a violation of coaching from the stands.
Did you know about that, by the way?
That everybody did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
so
gosh.
What did they do thumbs up and all kinds of sign language?
Or point to their eyes?
Oh, really?
What does that mean? Oh, that means you're not focused on the ball enough or something
like that. Why is that? I mean, of course you know you're not focused on the ball if you're missing it.
By the way, pretty much every sport has coaches on the sidelines.
Yeah, I guess, but you're allowed
to
do that stuff.
But in tennis, you're on your own.
Right, but that's right? Other sports. You're allowed to yell at someone and say, hey, cover your guy.
Do you remember the movie Chariots of Fire?
Yes, I do.
Harold Abrams brought in a professional coach
right.
who was not in the arena during the race because he did not want to be accused of using a professional coach.
Oh, interesting.
Influencing.
Yes.
Okay,
interesting.
And I use that as an example of the old days,
right.
if you will. Now in tennis, though, of course, it's different because you're out there. It's one-on-one and... You know,
and so you're not supposed to be doing sign language.
Correct. You're not supposed to, but everybody does it.
Right. They do it.
Okay.
And apparently the other young lady's coach may have been also doing some signing.
I'm sure they were.
Right, because that's what everybody does.
Everybody
right?
does okay. it. You know, they're not sitting there going, hey, you know, turn your, you're not turning 100% around to get your backhand ready. You know, they're not doing that.
Right.
They're just using hand signals or saying, hey,
right.
good job. Keep focused. You know, maybe there's, you know, some signals like in
yeah.
baseball.
Keep your legs straight.
That,
do
whatever
something.
It
Bend
is.
Over,
I
grab
mean,
the
whatever
rack.
It
yeah.
is.
Do
so,
more backhands. Okay.
So the official, the umpire gave Serena a warning for being coached.
Right.
Now, that is just, you never, ever hear about that.
Yeah,
okay?
I didn't know that
you
existed.
You just never hear about it.
Because they usually
and
let
here
that
it was in a championship match. This umpire, who has a reputation of being a strict interpreter of the rules,
yeah.
felt he should, you know.
Made himself a Supreme Court justice.
Made him, said, hey, you know what? Naughty, naughty, Serena, you can't do that.
Okay. So that was one.
That was one. And then
she broke a racket.
Well, she broke a racket because she was not happy with herself
right.
and her playing.
And that
and
was
she does have
bing.
A temper.
Right.
So that would be number two.
Right.
And then, of course, she got into it face to face with the umpire, calling him a thief for
exactly.
stealing points and then subsequently a full
a
game in
she,
a championship match.
She was docked
match.
A game and was docked a point for her violations, according to the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, and I got to tell you.
Supreme Court.
It's
See,
just.
You it, don't get it. I'm saying Supreme Court justice.
I got it. Supreme Tennis Court
yes,
justice.
Yes, there you go. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. I said it once. No reaction.
Carlos Ramos, the umpire, obviously felt like he was just upholding the rules.
Right.
And here are the steps. You know, first is a verbal warning, then there is a point being taken away, and then ultimately a game being taken
right.
away for bad behavior. Now, you know what? I grew up with John McEnroe. He
oh.
was a nasty SOB on the court.
Every game.
He was rude.
He was mad when he won.
That's right. Absolutely. When the sun came up. I can't believe the sun came up.
That's right.
You cannot be serious.
It was great stuff. It was great theater, but he was really crazy.
He was.
That wasn't just
and you know,
theatrics.
I remember Mr. McEnroe during an interview I had with him saying to me one of the nicest things that people can say walking up to him mm-hmm. was, you're the reason why I watch tennis.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to
draw.
See them
you
act
see
like
that.
A brat.
Yes.
And that drove attention. By
it,
the way.
It gets clicks.
Serena has driven quite a bit of attention for her behavior to her sport.
Now, I'm glad that's a great segue to why we're talking about this. And that's the fact that how it all played out in the media.
Yes.
It really depends on what you're reading. Everyone is either guilty or innocent of something. She's either a hero or she is
the villain.
The villain. I mean, there on social media, there were those who pointed out that, yes, she blew her top, and commentators as well. She blew her top. It was probably unacceptable, but look how she, sportsmanship, yeah. how she, the crowd was booing and she told them, you know, basically stop booing and hugged and comforted the, you know, her opponent, her worthy opponent. And that's been, that was one take, right? But there were other takes as well.
Yeah, a lot of other takes. They
did. Negative.
And Kevin Paul DuPont wrote a great article in the Boston Globe today about this very thing and brought out Serena's track record, okay, because she has had bullying behavior in the past. Now, Chris Evert, who is respected among the tennis world, you know, he said there, she does not think this was a sexist issue.
No,
Serena made it into a sexist issue during
during the judge was
male.
Was a male.
Right.
Yes.
Which, by the way, they had a male umpire for the women's championship and a woman umpire for the men's.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose? I don't know. But whoever made those decisions.
Right.
Made wrong decisions.
Yeah, but what if you, it was the other way around? You go, oh, so you only have women doing women and men doing
no,
men?
No, I don't think I would. By the way, I probably wouldn't have noticed the umpire.
Well,
that's
there
the
was,
whole
if
point.
If the call hadn't happened, yes, we wouldn't have noticed.
Right, but it,
but it did.
It just didn't happen. And whatever.
But this piece.
Bottom line again, that this, Kevin Paul DuPont did a great job of outlining, look, she has been, she's been bigger than the game, Dan, because she earned that.
Right.
That being said, her behavior definitely took away from the champion, Naomi, who won this thing in straight set, 6-2, 6-4, including the game that was forfeited. Right. And, you know, personally, I just think, again, the umpire handled it poorly. Serena handled it poorly.
Right.
The one person who didn't was Naomi Osaka,
right.
who won the championship. And
but nobody will remember that she won. They'll remember that Serena lost.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. And that is a shame
that
because
a
it
shame.
Was her first Grand Slam, the first for a Japanese Haitian player. And I just, again, I just feel so bad. Meanwhile, you know, she won $1.85 million to be runner-up, I just want to say.
Yeah, I could
And
could
she
get
got
over
fined
it.
$17,000
yes.
for her behavior,
yes.
which is a drop in the bucket. The media, it's an interesting thing because I don't think that there's right and wrong here, Dan.
In terms of the coverage.
In terms of the coverage, I think that there, we all recognize that her behavior was abhorrent and embarrassing. I don't think that she needed to go as far as she did. You're a thief. You stole this away from me.
It's her emotions.
It's emotions yeah. getting the best of her. And, of course, there are microphones everywhere.
Right.
So all this is being played out in front of the world. 3.25 million have seen the clip on Twitter. And...
But what I like about the piece that you, and what's his name again?
Kevin Paul DuPont,
Kevin Paul,
a great writer
yeah,
for the Boston Globe.
What I liked about that piece is that it put it all into context, right? It was not a hit piece on her. It was really more of an informational piece where it talked about how, you know, she is this big star. She does have a temper. She does push her, you know, her reputation around on the court and uses that to intimidate her opponent. And that's perfectly fine, but what he was taking issue with was the whole sexist claim,
right.
which has been picked up through social media
and
through
brought
other
in
publications
the Me
as well.
Too movement in
right,
this
he brought
well.
That in, and I thought it was he pointed out that yes, she had you know 1, 2, 3, 4 other incidents like this, and there were women who were making those calls, judges who were courtside making those
oh,
calls.
She's embarrassed
her.
Judges in
right.
the past. Yes,
so
she
this is how she works, and typically what happens when she finds that she is trailing, she will have some sort of explosive behavior that then gives her time to kind of regroup because if you kind of pause the game to scream, so it gives her time to regroup, but it also psychs out the other opponent. I mean, if you're there and someone's throwing, you know, breaking rackets and so forth, especially if it's your first time, you hope that maybe it shakes them a little bit so then you can go in and do her vintage, as he pointed out, those aces back to back, and next thing you know, she wins.
Right. Play the game.
Exactly. That's what I liked about how he framed it in his article.
He did a very, very nice job. He definitely said that, look, Serena, you're in the wrong here. You're going down the sexist thing. And by the way, I cannot relate to the sacrifices that a professional athlete has to make as a mother
right.
of a young child and still playing at a high level. I can't I'm not a female. Right, I don't know what that's like. I know that there were some issues with both her childbirth and subsequent postpartum depression that she went through, too. I don't know what that's like because I this is another reason why I really do believe females are the superior to men. But it hasn't been that way in history. And now all of a sudden, we're recognizing the fact that, you know what? They can do one thing that we can't do as men. They can actually have children. I cannot have a child. I do not know what that's like. Nope.
Although there is a case of a man having a child.
I don't want to. Really?
Yes, there is. That happened, like 10 years ago.
In the movies?
Why? No. In real life, there's a guy. You Google it after you get off the show. There is a guy who had a baby.
All right.
Yeah. Only one that I'm aware of.
Did he change his sex in order to carry the child? Because I don't think physically he can do that.
Right. It's not like you all of a sudden could get pregnant today.
Right.
It was sort of one of those more complicated kind of stored narratives, but it's real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out there.
I never doubt the six-time winner of all those broadcast journalism awards that are in your office. I will not doubt you. I'm just going to read you the two paragraphs from Kevin Paul DuPont. Regrettably, we indeed still live in sexist times, and maybe one day small, insecure, petty, frightened, and stupid men will give up that sinking vessel. The Me Too movement has made significant headway in doing that, but the greatest changes in disentangling sexism in the U.S. have come from these last 50 years of women burning bras, kicking up dirt, speaking truth to power, and above all, being righteously upset over laws and ill-conceived social norms. But he says this was not one of them.
I think that's in the noise, the media noise out there in the wake of this whole controversial U.S. Open finals. That's probably one of the cleanest, best pieces that I've
read and seen because I think people tend
to come down on one side or the other. And this was just, let me take a step back. Let me put it all into context. Let me put it out there for you. And I thought that was a good job.
Her behavior after the match during the ceremony was outstanding.
Exactly. That's sportsmanship there.
Sportsmanship. Yeah. And she played that role perfectly.
She did.
She embraced Naomi. They're both in tears. It was a very emotional thing anyway. Yeah. And you know what?
By the way, did you watch it live?
If it was a guy doing this, Dan, in this kind of a environment, I'm not
John
sure.
John McEnroe?
John McEnroe got a lot of attention, though.
He did.
But I never saw too many warnings. And he got docked a game here. He did.
But it's, you're right. There is that people would have, certainly the media would have handled it
the
a little
umpire. I'm going to point the finger at the guy who put the umpire in the chair.
Okay.
He had a reputation for confrontation on the tennis court. Someone like that should not be in the chair for a championship match. That's who I'm going to blame.
Okay. Wow. That's tough.
I wish I knew who it was.
Do you have a racket to break right now?
No.
I mean, you're fired up.
I do have one.
Are you going to break it?
I gave you one a couple years ago.
I gave it back to you.
I know you did.
Well, you acted as if I still had
That's a racket that I could destroy, though, because I don't use it.
Oh, thank you.
It was a throwaway racket. I gave you a throwaway racket. I did.
Oh, so now the real story comes out. See how this is? If you talk to someone long enough,
you cannot be serious, Dan.
The truth finally comes out. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.